Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. I hope you've been listening in each week to this educational 30-minute talk show that focuses on everything imaginable about our favorite companion pet, the dog. Today, I want to give you some advice on how to actually set rules and establish boundaries for your dog so that he'll understand what you expect from him, rather than scolding, physically correcting, or resorting to other aversive punishments in order to get your dog to behave. When our dogs do something that annoys us or upsets us, we humans tend to assume they knew what they did was wrong. We've already told them no a million times, so why isn't that working? It's because we're not giving our dogs enough information about what we want them to do. Think about this. Why would a dog do something if he knew it would bring the wrath of you down on his head? Why would he repeat unwanted behaviors only to cause himself a lot of grief? The truth is, dogs don't want to experience our anger. They certainly don't want to be hollered at or have their butt smacked. I think the difference between us and them is that they don't spin their wheels for nothing. We need to recognize that as long as any behavior repeats, that behavior has become reinforced either by the dog's humans or by something in the dog's environment, despite all of our unsuccessful attempts to stop it by using various forms of punishment. Take a dog that jumps up on the kitchen counter. You keep pushing him off and telling him, "Get down! Get down!" You turn your back for 2 seconds, and when you see him again, he's got his paws and nose right back up on the counter. And so it goes. Maybe he's having fun doing this because he's got you completely focused on him. Or maybe yesterday he found a half-eaten sandwich up there. Maybe today he discovered some crumbs from your kid's morning breakfast. Hey, he's a dog, and he's also a natural-born hunter and scavenger. But he's also very, very clever. So what can we do to stop this behavior if we're not going to resort to punishment? Well, management is critical, along with training. You can train him to go lie down and stay at a distance from the counter and your appliances while you're cooking and eating by setting him down on a mat or a bed with his own edible chew toy, like a frozen-filled Kong filled with peanut butter, or other delicious mix of goodies. Yes. If you help to keep him focused on appropriate behaviors when you're in the kitchen, he won't be thinking of jumping up on your counter. In other words, avoid telling him what you don't want him to do. Tell him what you do want him to do instead. When he does the desired behaviors, reward the heck out of him, and he'll repeat those behaviors. That's the premise behind positive reinforcement. Does your dog jump up on you for greetings or on your guests? Most untrained dogs greet people this way. Does your dog bark in your face? Well, unless he's alerting you to an intruder or a fire or other emergency, barking in your face is totally rude and unacceptable. Does he paw or scratch at you because he wants your attention? I'll bet you taught him to give a paw, didn't you? I have to admit, I hate that trick. Dogs wind up swatting and scratching at people because they think that's what we want them to do. This isn't good when there's a child in the house that the dog wants attention from. Poor kid gets scratched in the face because it's at the same level with the dog's paw. Does your retriever bring his tennis ball over and shove it against your leg when he wants to play fetch? Doesn't it feel like he's telling you, "Play with me, damn it!" So when your dog does these things, or other attention-seeking, attention-demanding behaviors, how do you respond? Do you pet him or push him down when he barks at you? Do you tell her to be quiet when she's barking at you? Do you wind up playing fetch after your dog drills a hole in your leg with his tennis ball? And after your dog scratches at your legs, do you pick him up and put her in your lap? I see these things happening every day. We're humans. We just don't know any better. If you are doing any of these things, all you're doing is giving tons of attention on demand, and all these behaviors are becoming reinforced and well-learned habitual responses. So who's training who at your house? Who's setting the rules at everyone at Fluffy's address? Okay, so here are my rules for setting rules for dogs every day. Renee's rule number one, give no attention for any attention-seeking or attention-demanding behavior. Look away, turn your back, or simply leave the room. In most cases, you'll notice very quickly that your dog will just give up and go do something else. But if he comes back and tries to demand your attention again, make sure you consistently ignore him again. Over time, you'll notice that these demanding and attention-seeking behaviors will finally extinguish as long as everyone else in the house responds the same way. That's the most challenging thing of all, is to get everyone in the family to be on the same page and be consistent. All it takes is one person to pay attention to the dog when he's demanding it, and you'll see that the behavior will just get stronger again. Renee's rule number two, control all of your dog's resources. You hold the keys to all of the good things in her life, but she has to do something for you first in order to get anything she wants, within reason, and anything she needs in her life to survive. You are now going to give her a job. I hope you'll be taking notes because I'm going to tell you what this rule structure involves in just a moment. But first, please let me tell you what services I offer as a professional dog trainer in the South Jersey area, and I'm also a behavior consultant. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Hi, everybody. This is Renee, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I also want to let you know that our phone lines are open today. If you have a question about your own dog, you can give us a call at 856-227-1360. That's 856-227-1360. However, I have a question for you. I was listening to the news this morning, and I learned that Michael Vick wants to get a dog. I would give my eye teeth if you guys would call me and just tell me what you think about that. Okay? So it's 856-227-1360. Give us a call. We've been talking about how to set rules for dogs so they understand what we expect from them on a daily basis. Rule number one was to give no attention for any attention-seeking or attention-demanding behavior. Rule number two, you need to control all necessary resources by asking your dog to do something for you before giving him anything he wants or needs in his life to survive. I hope your dog knows how to sit without you having to nag him by repeating, sit, sit, sit. He needs to sit before getting all meals. Meals should be given twice a day, and your dog should get about a half an hour to finish his meal. If he walks away from the bowl after 30 minutes and there's still food in it, pick up the bowl and remove it. But never take his food away while he's eating. She needs to sit before getting any treat. Never offer a treat just because your dog is cute and inhaling and exhaling. Offer a treat only when your dog is behaving well. If you want to give her a treat, go ahead, but have her sit first. Ask for a sit before you give him any bones or other edible chew toys. Ask for a sit to put his leash on. If he gets overly excited and jumps up on you, calmly and quietly walk away and ignore him until he calms down. Teach your dog to sit before going out of the door. Don't let her drag you out or push you out of the way. Require a sit before coming back in the house from a walk. Ask for a sit before you initiate any games with your dog. And make sure to require a sit before your dog gets in the car, provided he wants to go for a ride. But be sure to put him in a seatbelt harness for his safety. Also, get your dog to sit before getting out of the car. Ask him to wait because so he doesn't bolt out of the door and run into traffic. Ask him to sit in order to get out of his crate. But of course you wouldn't ask him to sit to go into the crate, right? This is just sitting for desired privileges and resources. I also want you to tell your dog to sit before being allowed to sit on the furniture with you or before getting on the bed. And you may want to rethink that privilege in the first place. Remove this privilege, any furniture privilege, if your dog is showing any aggressive behaviors toward family members or other dogs in the home. I think we have a caller. Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Yeah, well, you just asked about the Vic getting a dog.
I did.
Well, what's the next thing? Child offenders, they're going to adopt children?
Oh, good point. So,
what are you going to do there?
So does this make you angry?
Does it make me angry? You know, I rooted for the Eagles for 60 years, season passes and all that jazz. I wouldn't watch an Eagle game if my life depended on it.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous.
Do people realize what that no-good bum did to the animals?
Right.
Do they picture it, what he did?
A lot of people don't really know the extent of what his behaviors were.
He was a part of it.
He was a part of it. He was a big part of it.
He was in his house.
Yeah.
And I thought they said, the court ruling was that he can't own a dog.
He can't own a dog for 3 years.
How about life?
Oh, why aren't you a judge?
I'm a judge. If I was a judge, there'd be a lot of people locked up. Mainly the people that abuse animals.
Yeah.
You know, you can forgive a guy that kills a guy in a bar fight, you know, a murderer. How could you not kill this guy or put the screws to him for violating a dog?
Well, unfortunately, in our society, I think that people look at animals as being not quite on the level as humans.
You know,
they're lower on the food chain, unfortunately. And but I also think, Pat, that a lot of people don't exactly know the extent of the brutality that was done to those dogs on Michael Vick's property by Michael Vick.
Yes, yes.
There's a book that I finished reading a couple of weeks ago. It's called The Lost Dogs by Jim Grant. And he researched this subject from beginning to end. And unfortunately, a lot of those dogs were murdered, literally murdered, and horribly brutalized.
Absolutely. Yes.
The one thing that I noticed on one of Michael Vick's interviews is that he said that he hates to lose. And when he said it, I mean, his face took a little bit of an angry look to it. And I kind of thought, well, maybe if your dogs lost, if your dogs weren't winning for you, you got really angry with them.
Absolutely.
And that's how he punished them.
Absolutely.
So he's a very competitive individual. I'm glad that he's going around with the Humane Society talking to children. I think children view this man as a huge hero. You know, I don't think he's a hero, but I'm glad that he'll have a more positive influence on children by going out and saying what he's saying. But I'm not convinced that he really feels badly about how he treated the dogs. And he admitted if he hadn't been caught, he'd still be dog fighting.
Absolutely. You know, one more thing. I don't understand. There's 50, 60,000 people go to the football games, and there's a lot of athletes that have dogs. How the hell can they condone what that guy has done?
I don't know.
They played right next to him.
I
don't understand it. Well, I said what I wanted to say. I get so nervous when I think of these dopes, and I gave up the Eagles. I wouldn't watch them. They're terrible. Well, I hope there's a vote where I could cast my vote.
Well, I hope so, too,
Pat. 20 or 30 times.
All right. Well, I appreciate your calling, and I hope you listen on a regular basis, and if you do, I hope it's helping.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We've been talking about setting rules for dogs, and I want to continue doing that. But I also want to invite you to give us a call at 856-227-1360. That's 856-227-1360. If you have any questions about your dog's behavior and you want to ask me about them, I'd love to get a call from you. Also would love it if you would give us a call and tell me how you feel about the possibility of Michael Vick getting another dog. His daughter wants one, and she's been bugging him for one, and he said he doesn't know how to tell her why he can't have one. So give us a call. So anyway, we were talking about setting rules, and basically your dog needs to sit for everything that she wants or everything that she needs in her life to survive. Your new motto needs to be sit happens. You'll notice that your dog is a lot calmer after about a week of living with this structured and regimented routine. He'll begin to offer sits on his own, which tells you that now he knows to ask permission for all his resources and all his privileges. Your dog will also begin to see you in a different light. He'll start to realize that you're in charge of all good things in his life. He'll recognize that you make all major decisions for him, and now he won't have to worry about having that responsibility on his shoulders. This takes a huge weight off of their shoulders and causes a tremendous amount of stress for dogs when they have to make decisions not just for themselves, but for you, too. So implement this routine, and you'll see a huge calming influence on your dog. Make that a part of his daily life. Again, if you have any questions or if you want to give me a call and tell me how you feel about Michael Vick getting another dog, our phone lines are open, 856-227-1360. That's 856-227-1360. Anybody need a potty break?
I'm glad you're home, but where you been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop. If I don't get out soon, the court's gonna shout. Ooh, I gotta go out. Oh, I'd love to stay and talk, of course. But I really need to see a man about a horse. Grab the leash, let's hit the road. I gotta get out of life and this fun. I twist and shout. I gotta go out. Gotta go out. Well, I've had too much to drink, I confess. Now I gotta go out and do my business. Grab the leash, I said what I meant.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse, the best radio talk show in South Jersey devoted to the subject of our pet dogs. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. We're here every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30. If you'd like to call in and ask a question today about your dog this morning, give me a call at 856-227-1360. We have a little bit less than 10 minutes to go, and if you want to give me a call today and let me know what you think about Michael Vick getting another dog, I'd love to hear your opinion. If you've missed any of my shows, you can actually hear all of them by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show. You'll see a list of podcasts for all the programs we've done this year. Click on any subject that interests you. We've talked about a variety of things like dogs' health issues, behavior problems, and different breeds. Earlier this year, we talked a lot about house training problems. If you've recently brought a new puppy home, you may want to scroll down that list of podcasts to find interviews that I've done with Darlene Arden. She's talked a lot about little dogs, especially, that have house training challenges. A couple weeks ago, we've even had a show devoted to cats. Dr. Nicholas Dodman from Tufts University knocked our socks off with some really shocking information he gave us about cat behavior. So keep listening, and I hope you will become a regular here. Our lines are open, 856-227-1360, 856-227-1360. So along with setting rules, I want you to add some structure to your dog's life by doing things like making sure that your dog's leash is on when he's about to greet somebody who's coming through your front door. Don't let your dog be the main greeter at the door. Don't be holding onto his collar and pulling him back and tell him no, no, no. It's only going to get him even more excited. Put his leash on and prepare to have your dog greet somebody by sitting next to you. Bring him far enough away from the door so that your guests can come in without getting mugged. This happens all the time. Get your dog to sit, and if your dog sits, your guests can approach and pet your dog under his chin or down the side. And I'm sure that your guests will appreciate not getting that jumping behavior from your dog. Take control of your dog. Your leash is your best friend. 95% of the dogs I meet every day in my business are expert thieves. I bet my farm that all or most of your dogs wind up stealing your socks or your kids' toys or someone's underwear or tissues out of the bathroom trash. What usually happens when your dog steals something? He shows you what he's got, doesn't he? Then what? You chase him all over the house, don't you? Stealing is another one of those annoying attention-seeking behaviors. If you chase after him, all you're doing is playing his very clever catch-me-if-you-can game. Also, you're actually making the item he's stolen that much more attractive to him, so he's likely to steal it again and again. As long as the stolen item is not harmful to your dog, or if it's something that's not really valuable to you, pretend that you don't even know he's doing it. Completely ignore him. Don't look at him. Don't talk to him. Just walk away. And in a few minutes, you'll notice that he's going to get bored with this silly little game, and he'll go find his own toy to play with. Now, if your dog steals things and then destroys them, or God forbid he eats them, make a food exchange for the item and make certain to never give him access to it again. Management is just an important part of training. Set your dog up for success rather than failure. Keep things out of your dog's reach, just as you would if you had a 2-year-old toddler living in your house. We know to baby-proof our homes to keep our toddlers out of harm's way. Do the same thing for your dog. Almost everyone complains to me that their dog never listens to them unless they want to. Well, when dogs don't see their owners as important enough to pay attention to, that's a clear indication that the dog needs training. That's what they learn when they go to obedience classes or you have somebody come to your house and help you train your dog. Dogs also commonly ignore their names, and they don't come when they're called. And here are some reasons why dogs ignore us. They've not ever been taught to pay attention. As I said, we teach this in all obedience classes. They hear the human voice, and it sounds angry and threatening. Who wants to be around someone that makes you feel that way? They associate their owner's request to come as a bad thing because then they get stuck in their crate, or all their fun stops, or someone winds up pointing a finger at them and saying, "Bad dog, what did you do?" So why would they even want to come when they're called? Keep in mind that your voice tone is really important when you're talking to your dog. If your voice sounds too serious or angry, you'll get very poor responses. Your body language is also critically important because our dogs are constantly studying us. If we're scowling when we say her name, or when we call her to come, she's likely to avoid you. Dogs feel uneasy when things get too serious. I think that's why we have so many dogs with behavior problems today. Too many dogs are on Prozac and other antidepressant and anti-anxiety drugs. You need to train your dog to do what you want them to do, and you won't have to raise your voice or frown at them or point at them and tell them what a bad dog they are. They really just want to have fun, and they want to make sure that their life isn't a heavy burden on them. For those of you who have never attended an obedience class with a dog, let me tell you a few of the simple things that your dogs can learn in a basic pet manners class. They learn to sit. They learn to lie down. They learn to come when called. They learn to greet people politely without jumping. They learn to wait a bit and stay a while. We teach them to walk on a loose leash and pay attention. We teach them to go to a bed or a special spot. And we teach them to accept handling and grooming. And they're taught to leave things alone. And they're taught to drop things out of their mouth. I have a lot of articles on my website. You're welcome to click on that. It's www.jerseydogtrainer.com to check out all the articles. You'll also see a schedule of classes. If you click on calendar of classes when you get there, I do have new classes starting on January 16th in Marlton, New Jersey at Dog Days Camp for Canines. Well, that's my cue that we're out of time. Listen again next week when I'll be interviewing Nanette Morgan. She's been on my show a few times, and she's very interesting to talk to. She's a dog trainer from California, and her favorite breed is the Siberian Husky. I'm looking forward to learning more about this breed, especially because they can be a bit challenging to train. Also, I want to let you know that beginning December 30th, we will be opening our phone lines a lot more so that you'll be able to call into the station and ask questions about your own dogs. So I hope you'll keep that in mind. I hope that you all have a great week, everybody. Talk to you later. Thank you.
a game to me. Love to play it with you. Teach me the game called sit and stay. I'll teach you to chase your blues away. I can learn anything that you want, as long as you make it a game. As long as you make it a game. Cause life's a game to me.
Oh yeah.
I wanna play it with you. Life's a game to me. Love to play it with you. To play it with you. Teach me the game called walk with me. I'll teach you a new song to sing.
I can learn anything that you want,
as long as you make it a game. As long as you make it a game.
My favorite game.
Oh yeah, what's that?
It's watching you. Yeah, watching me.
You watching me.
Watching you, watching me.
It's good, it's fun game.
Life's a game.